Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With rapid advances in technology and the ubiquity of electronic devices, today's children seem to live in an entirely different world than that of their parents. Sandra Russ, professor of psychology at Case Western Reserve University, demonstrates how an increasingly augmented reality has shaped children's ability to imagine.
Despite less time to play, children find ways to use their imaginations by engaging in pretend play in a variety of ways, from feeding baby dolls, swinging as Spider-Man, playing house, or racing toy cars. This imagination is important in child development and for creativity. Children love to play, but it is well documented that less time exists to play at home and in school. How has this impacted the quality of children's play? My lab was in a unique position to answer this question. We had samples of pretend play from 1985 to 2008 from children between the ages of 6 and 10. These children participated in studies where they played with two human puppets and several blocks for 5 minutes. The play was videotaped and then scored for creativity, imagination, and several other factors. My graduate student, Jessica Dillon, and I analyzed the data and found that children in more recent years had more imagination and engagement in their play. Children imagined the blocks to be different things, like a telephone or a rocket ship, and they had more story elements and novel ideas than children in earlier samples. The organization of stories was similar. What do these findings mean? We think children are resilient and find ways to develop imagination despite less time to play. Perhaps video games, the internet, and the complexity of the modern world stimulate imagination.
That was Sandra Russ of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke
Come
College.
With me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.